But I'm going to tell y'all, this next reader listener email is a little bit more horrible, and I'm going to just spit this to you, man. Fuck with this. Feel me. A bitch from Boulder, Colorado writes to Boss Mac. She says, Boss Mac, I am writing you about my brother. My brother was recently engaged to this bitch who was a friend of mine's in high school. A bad bitch. Me and her linked back up on Facebook about 2 years ago. We hung out a few times. Then the next thing you know, this bitch is dating my brother and the bitch stopped being my friend. Anyways, I was happy for my brother, and in a little or no time, her and my brother were engaged to be married. They had been engaged a few months, and slowly it seemed like this bitch took over my brother's life. She moved in with this nigga and turned him into a slave.
Them hoes been trying.
The final straw came when planning the wedding. This bitch said my brother's only child and son could not participate in the wedding. When me and my sisters heard about this, we went crazy and demanded that he check this bitch about this bullshit. He finally got up the heart to stand up for his son to this bitch, and the bitch called off the wedding and moved out his crib in one afternoon. Now this nigga is heartbroken. What can I do to get this nigga to shake off this bullshit? He is actually begging this bitch to come back. Now, let me say this. I'm just gonna say this. I want motherfuckers to feel me and embrace these words and let them be of comfort to you out there. All you niggas like this. All right. In this world, there are weenie ass niggas, and there will always be weenie ass niggas, and that is it. Your brother is just a weenie ass nigga, and he has embraced it. Like, he encountered a bad bitch. He became overwhelmed by her and her pussy and her presence and everything about her. And he became her slave. If it wasn't for your intervention, if you wouldn't have said that he should protest about his son not being in the wedding, he probably would be married and happy. Under the tyranny of the bitch, he probably enjoyed. It's certain niggas that enjoy the tyranny of a bitch. You understand me? There are niggas here with us on this planet that embrace and enjoy the tyranny of a bitch. You feel me? And it's not good to interfere with the process of tyranny. You see what I'm saying? Just because it's your brother, you gotta let him live in it. Every man chooses his fate. Do I condone his behavior? Absolutely fucking not. But I understand, and it must exist. Because for all the niggas like me, it's niggas like that. Balancing it. Bless that. Courtney Love, anywhere.
First of all, bitch, don't ever just tell a man what he can and can't do with his kid.
Like, why you banging on the bitch? Why you turning up on the bitch?
First and foremost, let me get that out of the way, bitch. Let me tell you something about that.
Why are you turning up on the bitch?
You's a weenie if you even let a bitch give you that suggestion at all and takes your sisters to step up for you. You're a weenie.
But he knows that. And if they wasn't around, he would have rejoiced and lived in the tyranny.
Well, thank God for his sisters. Thank you, happy bitch.
But he's sad now because the bitch has left.
He'll be alright.
Bless the bitch for being a good tyrant and not putting up with the bullshit. Bless the nigga for continuing in his weenie-ism.